This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Boris Johnson to be the new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. The former Mayor of London has been elected leader of the Conservative Party today.
We are going to energise the country. We're going to get Brexit done on October the 31st. We're going to take advantage of all the opportunities that it will bring in a new spirit of can-do.
Johnson's to formally take over as Prime Minister tomorrow. He'll face the same challenges that outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May did as she failed to resolve the management of Britain's exit from the European Union. Starting today, the Trump administration is making it easier to deport illegal immigrants who've been in the country 2 years or less. The Department of Homeland Security is to issue a notice saying it's expanding expedited removal, giving authorities permission to detain and deport immigrants quickly. It'll face some legal challenges. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After repeated setbacks, the U.S. Senate is finally expected to give final passage today to the measure that will continue paying for the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. It will extend funding through 2092. And immediately after that expected passage, former Daily Show host Jon Stewart, who's been a huge advocate for its passage, will join members of Congress as well as first responders for a news conference on Capitol Hill. President Trump says legislative leaders from both sides of the aisle have reached an agreement on upping the nation's debt ceiling. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The president goes on to say, this was a real compromise in order to give another big victory to our great military and vets. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin had been warning of hitting the debt ceiling in the next few weeks while lawmakers are out on summer break.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller, is to testify on Capitol Hill before two congressional committees tomorrow. Mueller reportedly received a letter from the Department of Justice telling him he must limit the scope of that testimony. Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says the Democratic House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler is making Mueller's testimony and sheer appearance on Capitol Hill all about politics.
Most Americans were looking to Mueller to tell them what happened, not Nadler. Do you think any fair-minded American believes that Nadler's out to get the truth? He's already convicted the president in his own mind. This is all about impeachment. If they impeach the president over the Mueller report, Trump will get reelected. We'll take the House and the Senate.
A Northern California priest is accused of stealing almost $100,000 from collection plates. The thefts were uncovered when first responders found $20,000 in cash in a car that was being driven by Father Oscar Diaz after he was involved in a crash last Wednesday near Santa Rosa. And Grammy-winning singer Art Neville is dead. The New Orleans music icon and member of the Neville Brothers was 81. He was a founding member of the Meters, whose style was the epitome of New Orleans funk. Art and his brothers Aaron, Cyril, and Charles started the Neville Brothers in 1978. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Job is never ending. We've got a country to save, and it almost seems like a world, you know, because it's all in chaos right now when you think about it. Hey, Ryan Morrow is going to be joining us here in just a moment. He's the director of the Clarion Intelligence Network and Shulman Fellow for the Clarion Project. We're going to talk about the ever-increasing threat of Iran, such as my point about what is happening in the world today. Plus, he has produced a rather fascinating documentary on finding the Mountain of Moses, and I understand he's got an update to tell us about that as well. So, stick around. It's going to be a lot of fun here. Ryan, good to be talking to you. It's been a long time, buddy.
Hey, it has been a while. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's get an update. Let's first of all look at, the hot spots that we're dealing with, Strait of Hormuz and, Iran feeling the threats, the pressure of all the sanctions, a government that has got a lot of pressure because on the main streets of Iran, the local population, none too happy with the Ayatollah.
That's right. It seems that a lot of people have forgotten how millions of people, literally millions of people, have taken to the streets in Iran at once, at risk of their lives. Mm-hmm. In years past, when the situation was for the Iranian people a lot better than now. So
exactly.
Even though the regime has been able to stop people from coalescing into a giant mass of millions of people just because they got better at being dictators, it doesn't mean that the Iranian people love them. They likely hate them much more. And so the regime is on thin ice with the people in the international community, and they don't have many cards to play. So what they're trying to do is engage in provocations along the major shipping lines with the hopes that the price of oil will raise, which will give them the money that they need to stay in power, and also hurt the global economy because all of the shipping that goes through there needs insurance. You raise the insurance rates because there's a higher danger level. And their belief is, and they're quite logical for thinking this, is that the Europeans will bail on the United States and be enticed by the prospect of business with the regime.
Well, the problem is the United States is so strong, and this is what we can be thankful to this president for, is that he has strengthened America in such a way that, oh, that's right, America's not that beholden to the Middle East oil, certainly oil from Iran right now, so they're not able to, kick back about the worst thing they could have done was, shoot down a drone, but other than that, and then torment the rest of our allies and partners there in the Strait of Hormuz. But that can't carry on very long. I mean, they're really playing, it's almost like they're playing their final cards, are they not here, Ryan? Because, as you say, I mean, for the people to be that upset and to say, hey, what have I got to lose? So what? Kill me. You know, put me in jail. I'm starving to death here. Life in Iran, no bueno. So, of course, they wouldn't say no bueno, but they'd find their own words. But you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, for sure. And the regime is trying to figure out where the red lines are. That's what a lot of this is. It's not just acting aggressive for the sake of aggression, because they don't want to invite American military action. They purposely avoid going too far, but they don't know where too far is defined.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you've seen attacks increase, but also in some cases show a certain level of restraint. So they need to figure out what they can get away with, and their hope is, and the demands now publicly are more geared towards the Europeans, because they know they're not going to get anywhere with America. So what they basically tell the Europeans is that every 60 days that you don't just betray the Americans and save us, then we are going to further break the nuclear deal, and they hint at other types of measures like seizing the British oil tanker in order to try to pressure the Europeans. And frankly, this is morbid to say, we want Iran to act this way. It's good for us when Iran acts like Iran, because it makes it very clear who the problem actor is on the world stage, and that kind of pushes the Europeans in a corner, because their political class there, backed by business interests, can't just keep blaming America for all this. It's very clear that the problem is the Iranian regime.
Well, again, because I believe the courage and the leadership of Donald Trump, it is challenging, you know, the rest of the alliance, you know, the five other partners that were that agreed with this nuclear deal with Iran, and saying, okay, wow, you know, not comfortable necessarily about this, but hey, we might get a better deal after all. And Trump's probably more right than wrong, and his courage is kind of encouraging them. And then you get, as you say, the confiscation of a British ship, and what does that do? That just all but seals the relationship with the United States, because you know, Britain can't do this alone.
Right, and also pressures the Europeans to stand up for themselves, because we're not going to do this for everybody. We're going to defend ourselves, and in a case like that, there isn't much nuance. Iran is attacking the United Kingdom, so they have to do something in response, and that's very good for the Europeans. It's healthy for the European-American relationship.
Exactly. What does it say about NATO?
It can't just be about the U.S.
What will this do about NATO?
Well, I don't think that they're going to evoke, I believe it's Article 5, saying, well, it's an attack on one is an attack on all of us, so therefore we're in war, because nobody wants to be in war.
Right.
So
I'm not thinking so much about war as much as I'm thinking about their responsibility. I mean, Trump called the question and said, hey, guys, you got to pony up. You got to carry your fair share. 2% is the minimum. And, of course, their response, everybody in America, you know, Democrats got all nervous. Their knees were rattling. Oh, my God, what is he going to do? And their response was, oh, gosh, you guys never asked for the money. We just didn't think you were interested. And so look how many billions of dollars he's brought to NATO. Now, he still has problems with Angela Merkel and the Germans, but they've got to pony up as well. So my point is if they're seeing this occurring so near them, that maybe they need to fortify and be serious about the NATO partnership and their responsibility, is my point.
Yeah, absolutely. And that makes all of us stronger. That little bit of attention and that little bit of outcry, which has often deterred American politicians in the past, because when it seems like our MO is, we hear something negative, our immediate response is, well, how do we cut down on that negative, that outcry? And
right.
That's what America has done for decades. Whereas President Trump hears that outcry and he sees that as just part of negotiation.
Right.
And in that sense, having a businessman, there's positives and negatives to that.
Right.
But that's a very big positive that's going on right now. The other point I'd make is, because nobody noticed this, even the Democratic presidential candidates were saying that we have leverage now during the debate, and they would negotiate a better deal. It wouldn't be the same one as before if they won.
I know. Isn't that ironic, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, there it is. Their former standard bearer just gets thrown under the bus. He and his Obamacare and Joe Biden's trying to save it in some sort of sense. You got to love reality here, and you got to love politics, because It is a study in irony, no doubt about it. Yeah. Ryan Morrow, the director of the Clarion Intelligence Network and Shulman Fellow, is with us, and we will continue. And we're going to talk about finding the Mountain of Moses. You're going to want to listen to this. This is very fascinating. Awesome stuff, Ryan. Let me tell you, looking forward to it. All right, more from Ryan after this. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Martinez live.
These women have said horrible things about our country and the people of our country. Nobody should be able to do that, and if they want to do that, that's up to them. But I can't imagine they're going to do very well at the polls. And I say this, if the Democrats want to embrace people that hate our country, people that are far, so far left that nobody's ever seen anything like it, if they want to embrace people that are so anti-Semitic and anti-Israel, they want to do that. That's up to them. But I don't have to do that. I think what they say and what they've said is a disgrace to them, to the Democrats, and frankly to our country.
There's no hiding it now, is there not? I mean, it's out there, and we have known that this sentiment has been bubbling up for quite a while, whether it was Colin Kaepernick or, you know, the women's soccer team and that sort of thing, and, you know, people coming out of some of these liberal colleges and universities. Our young kids have spent, over $1 trillion in college debt and tuition debt. And they've all been indoctrinated. You know, Ryan, real quick, I just want to get your perspective on this. You know, this anti-American sentiment, I mean, it's really come to a crossroads here where, and again, this is the president giving people place and the courage just to say, you know what, it offends me. It offends me when you disrespect our flag and the heritage of this great country. Nobody's claimed perfection here. We're all humanoids, but boy, you know, you line up the history of America against any nation on earth just about, and you go, man, we've done a pretty good job, all things considered, and we've taken on these foibles and mistakes and sins of our history, and we've taken them on. We haven't buried them. Hey, we want to do better, but to come after the country and be so anti-American and anti-American values and, anti-Semitic and that, it's like, okay, you've said your piece and it's enough. We don't agree. Let's move on because, we really want the values of the U.S. Constitution, do we not?
Yeah, I mean, I've got to say, there's nothing. Out of all the threats I study, there's nothing that scares me as much as this crisis of patriotism that's, in my opinion, coming from moral and cultural relativism in the country, where you talk to the youth and you ask them why they love America, and of the ones that will even say that, because many of them won't say that since it's fashionable not to be pro-American despite being an American, even the ones that are pro-American can't really explain why, and that comes down to the education system and various other reasons, but if we don't even have that, then I don't see how America can survive. That's like the bare minimum you need to survive as a country. And even though I must say the chants and some of the stuff, people need to cool it with that when it comes to Ilhan Omar, because I totally understand why there's backlash to some of the things that are said about her. I think the fundamental point being made by the president and her critics is absolutely true, which is that she's an ungrateful immigrant, and that's very offensive to us because we do allow people who are suffering around the world to come here and have a shot at becoming a congresswoman, and that's an amazing part of our story.
Exactly.
That and turn it on us.
Right.
And use that to condemn us. It's offensive in the most unbelievable ways. And I will tell this, for those that follow this story, I encourage you to put her Twitter account on the home screen of your phone and check it out every day, just 1 minute, because there are many more anti-American statements that she makes, like one every like 3 days maximum.
Right.
It just doesn't get reported because it's no longer news. The media can't just keep reporting on her every single day.
Well, the media has definitely, combed this in such a way to where it's anti-Trump and any way that they can form it. Because even for the initial statement, it was like, look, go home, figure it out, go fix their problems, then come back. It wasn't like go back to where you came from and stay there. It was go there, come back, but they don't want to talk about coming back. Anyway, that aside, I just wanted to get your insight on that as well. And because, Ryan, what you are sharing is what I'm hearing, from, our listeners and in all my travels. People are really disgusted about this, and this is why, that chant in Greenville, North Carolina, was organic. The people's emotional response of, like you said, here it is. You've been given so much opportunity here because of the grace of the American people and those that have died for the freedoms that we enjoy, and for you to come in and disrespect this country, that is so wrong-headed on so many levels. Anyway, I want to talk about Finding the Mountain of Moses. This documentary, I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you have got to check this out. This is phenomenal. So, Ryan, what got you on this search for the Mountain of Moses?
Well, this is an independent project, so it's not something I do as part of my national security work with Clarion Project, my employer, but basically at a young age, like, I didn't grow up in a church-going household, and I was atheist on a lot of days, agnostic on the rest of them, but I became a Christian, but I need evidence, and I'm annoying when it comes to standards of evidence. That's how my brain works.
Right.
And one of the first things I learned was, and I learned this from the first Bible I ever had. It was in the side. It said that there was no known evidence that the Exodus actually happened. Like, that was in the Bible that I had as a kid.
Wow.
And so that was a problem. I came across this alternative theory saying, well, the reason that you're not finding evidence is because you're not looking in the wrong spot. Pretty reasonable conclusion. It was considered fringe because the academics were saying that there was no evidence at the same spot they checked over and over again. And I heard this theory that Mount Sinai was in Saudi Arabia and that a small handful of maybe 4 or 5 Americans had snuck into this area of Saudi Arabia that's forbidden to the outside world and seen amazing evidence of almost every element of the Exodus story leading up to Mount Sinai in Saudi Arabia. But there wasn't much evidence out there that was compelling, especially for me as a young person. I mean, the video and pictures were old and unclear, and not many people had been there to research it.
Right.
To make a long story short, a miracle happened, and I was obsessed with this theory, didn't fully buy into it, but I had an opportunity to potentially get to the sites, and it happened. I got in there with a camera and a drone and put together this film so that now the secret's out. All this evidence is there in Saudi Arabia.
All these hundreds of years that this information has been hidden away, Saudi Arabia was aware of this, and up until now under lock and key, well guarded, but now that the as you say, it's out of the bag, what is Saudi Arabia going to do about this now?
Well, that's the big question right now. So my film came out, we've got 1.5 million views, which is a lot for having no advertising budget. Mm-hmm. I just kind of went on Glenn Beck's show and I announced that it was coming out and put it on YouTube, and then it just took on a life of its own. And we have it in Arabic, and just a lot of amazing things are happening. Again, it's called Finding the Mountain of Moses on YouTube. And now we have a reaction coming from the Iranian regime, where their government-controlled press is talking about the theory. They're obviously not happy about it.
Right.
The Houthis in Yemen and the Muslim Brotherhood are all talking about it, but in America, the American media isn't really picking up on it, and I think the Saudis are trying to figure out how to handle this. My guess is that we've now reached a point where the Saudis are going to say the secret is out, and we might as well cash in on some tourism. And if Christians are being allowed to go to Saudi Arabia, especially if they're allowed to have some type of church services,
right?
I mean, that changes the world very quickly.
This could be a kind of a Christian Dubai, maybe.
It will be for the Muslims and maybe even the Jews if the Saudis let them in there, because all three of the Abrahamic religions believe in this.
Exactly. I was going to say, how's this going to square up with Islam?
Yeah, well, it actually verifies Islam because they believe in Moses also. They call him Musa.
Yes, right, exactly. Well, where can they go to check this out, Ryan?
They can go to SinaiInArabia.com. That's the website with all the research. Or go to YouTube and type in Finding the Mountain of Moses.
This is going to blow you away, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to check this out. Ryan Morrow, director of the Clarion Intelligence Network and Shulman Fellow for the Clarion Project. I'm Bill Martinez live. Ryan, thank you so much. Always good to be. Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right.
Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Boris Johnson to be the new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. The former Mayor of London has been elected leader of the Conservative Party today.
We are going to energize the country. We're going to get Brexit done on October the 31st. We're going to take advantage of all the opportunities that it will bring in a new spirit of can-do.
Johnson's to formally take over as Prime Minister tomorrow. He'll face the same challenges that outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May did as she failed to resolve the management of Britain's exit from the European Union. Starting today, the Trump administration is making it easier to deport illegal immigrants who've been in the country 2 years or less. The Department of Homeland Security to issue a notice saying it's expanding expedited removal, giving authorities permission to detain and deport immigrants quickly. It'll face some legal challenges. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, back with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the Good News Girl. Yes, with all the good news, she checks out all the viral videos and reports on the millions of hits of these particular viral videos and shares them with us every week. We always look forward to the good news. Gives us a break from all the heavy political talk these days, especially these days, Sam. People are just, at each other's throats, it seems more so. But something at some point has got to give here. If not, Lord have mercy, we're in for a ugly journey here, are we not?
I think that's true. I guess we'll just have to have extra good news segments so people can remember, because there's so much. There's so much different.
And like anything, yes, exactly. The fake news is out there, as some have referred to it, the drive-by media, and loading us up with all this negativity and everything. But, we got to remember, hey, that's what makes headlines and, this outrageous stuff. But, 90% of the country is rolling along, living life. And along the way, we get outstanding gestures of humanity and love toward others. Like, for example, this first gentleman, a man who was once a foster care, in foster care himself, he adopts three boys, huh?
That's right. So Barry Farmer, he's now 32 years old. He's a radio host, actually, in Richmond, Virginia. Mm. He grew up in the foster care system, and up until he was four, he lived with different people. He never had stability, and he eventually was taken in by his grandmother, who gave him a good life, and like he had a sense of community and all these different things. Well, when he grew up, and this is when he's very young, by age 21, he ended up was able to be a foster parent at 21
wow.
years old.
At 21 years old. Wow, that's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he said he had never, he's a black gentleman, and he said he had never pictured, like specifically adopting white children, but he ended up adopting three white sons.
Wow.
And he's one of these people. He said, I wanted to get back. I never had a dad myself. I wanted to be able to be a dad. It's the most rewarding experience. And he, you know, one of the messages that he has is for people to, when they're looking to adopt a child, to look into the foster care system and to adopt older children. He said they're like diamonds. And sometimes diamonds, when you find them, they have dirt on them and you can't see their value, but that doesn't mean there's not value there. And that's how he sees them. And it's just, what an amazing guy to do that.
Absolutely.
So young, you know.
Well, did he say, Sam, did he relate why he chose three white boys? I mean, he's a black American. I mean, you know, just curious.
It was the opportunity. It just presented itself. The first young man that came along that was available, you know, they asked if Barry would be available to take him, and he was, and they connected. And, you know, everything kind of just unraveled from there. I think that he was just looking for who needed him.
Exactly.
And that happened to be the situation. And I think we can all learn a lot from that.
Amen.
You know, that
right.
Skin color, it doesn't matter. And you know, and you'll find love in places that you don't necessarily, you don't know where it's going to be next. And you'll find people to help you. And it's a really amazing story. I really suggest people read more about Barry Farmer. It's just.
Oh, very cool. That's great. Now, along the same line, interestingly, you've got an Iowa carpenter who uses his life savings. You know, he said, well, I'm going to help kids go to college. He sends 33 kids to college.
That's right. So Dale Schroeder, for those who knew him, he lived a very simple life. He was a lunch pail kind of guy, you know, bringing his lunch every day. He had two pairs of pants, one for work and one for church. That's it.
Yeah.
And he ended up saving $3 million throughout his life. And before he passed away, he contacted Steve Nielsen, who is a lawyer and a longtime family friend, to help start a fund to send kids to college because he never had the chance to do this. So he ends up starting this fund and paying for 33 different students to go to college, and they end up becoming therapists and educators and doctors, and they were actually reunited last week because he's passed away, of course, and that's how they ended up getting this money. And so all these people come through, and the only thing that he asked was that they pay it forward.
Yes.
That they go on and they contribute back and they help other people. And there's no telling the ripple effect of this man who scrimped and saved his whole life for the sake of others.
How could you not be affected by that, Sam? I mean,
absolutely.
Here you are, you want to go to college, and out of nowhere, the money for college is there, and then you find out who this guy is, the character, what he's all about,
right.
and because of who he is, you now become, wow, what a great story.
I mean, I can't imagine.
You can't wait. You can't wait to hear the stories, 20 years down the road and how these kids paid it forward and how maybe 33 kids has now become, 200 kids or 1,000 kids or whatever, getting college, you know. You got all these politicians out there yelling about, oh, we're going to do free tuition. I mean, this is really free tuition. This isn't taking it from somebody else, you know, doing some sort of, we're going to take from the rich and give to the poor kind of thing. This is just a simple man with a heart towards others. You know, what was it, $3 million of savings that he had accumulated in his lifetime? He doesn't spend it for himself. He doesn't even get another pair of pants. He's happy with two pairs of pants,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yep. And obviously what was rewarding to him was knowing that he was able to make a difference, you know, where his values were. I think that,
wow.
You know, if the world had more of people like him,
actually
called Dale's Kids.
Dale's Kids, perfect.
So.
That's awesome. Now, this next one, you got a man climbing a 19-story building on fire to save his mother. Woo. Wow.
So, you know, when you're thinking about the idea of your mom being trapped in a situation that she can't get out of, I mean, I think most of us would do anything we could to get to a loved one
right.
that was in a dangerous situation. Well, in West Philadelphia, a man, Jermaine, he was trying to get up to, he got a call from his sister about his 65-year-old mother, Sheila, who is bedridden, and she couldn't get out of her 15-floor apartment. And when he got there, you know, the building's on fire, and the police are blocking off the stairs, and the elevators aren't working. And he's like, one way or another, I'm getting to my mom. So when he was younger, he used to jump roofs with his friends, which is an insane athletic feat in itself. And he decided he's going to scale the building. And there's footage of him actually, once he's coming down, he descends from the 15th floor after he's coming down. He got all the way up to his mother, and she was okay and assured him. I think she was a little shocked to see her son climb
yes.
up, you know,
I bet.
The side of the balcony. With
Spider Boy, all of a sudden. Wow. Unbelievable.
That's right. And, you know, but she ended up being okay. She didn't need to, be rescued. The fire had been contained, but just the love that her son clearly has for her. He's just, it was like, he would go, you know, when they say there's no mountain high enough. No mountain
yeah, exactly.
Enough,
right. Exactly.
Perfect example.
Well, he goes, Happy Mother's Day, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Without a doubt.
That mama raised a loving son.
Well, without a doubt. Well, good for him. A police officer cared for a lonely elderly man for 2 years after meeting him on duty. What's that story about?
So, you know, when you think about one of the things that's saddest about when people are homeless is, you know, do they have community? Do they have loved ones? Do they have somebody that can care for them? Well, Dana Walker Pauley actually met this man, Bob, a couple years ago. And what's gone viral is this picture of her with him. He's an older gentleman. And if you saw the picture, you would think this is like a granddaughter with her grandfather.
Mm.
But it's not. She just met him a couple years ago on a call to a pawn shop. And, you know, when she met him, she ended up taking an interest in his life and going back and seeing his living conditions. And she decided that she was going to help him. And she taught him some life skills. And it turned out he had had a life that was a series of one unfortunate event after another. And he didn't have family. And, you know, he had never really experienced love in his life. And, so this police officer comes along on a call. They said that she was dispatched. It was by the dispatcher that she went, but they think she was sent by God, and she ended up being with him for the last 2 years of his life before he just passed away.
Wow.
Telling him how much she loved him, and, you know, there's no telling what kind of healing that did to his heart for somebody who might not have ever heard those words before.
Exactly. Well, I see, these are some of the unreported stories that happen almost all the time in local communities, you know, brought to you by the men and women in blue, and we're so grateful for that. A couple more stories. A husband and wife married 71 years die on the same day, and the first trailer for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood is finally here. And go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. You can catch up on that and all the other viral videos just for you. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
How would you rate your kidney health? What about your liver? What about your gallbladder? Take the Quantum Cleanse 21-Day Challenge and supercharge your body. Quantum Nutrition Labs is having a special on 4 supplements designed to support organ health and detoxification. For the kidneys, liver, and gallbladder, buy 2, get the third one free. Start your 21-Day Challenge today. Call 888-588-7578. 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLEBS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour. I've been looking forward to this opportunity to have the boys back with us, Kerry Solomon and Chuck Hanselman, co-directors, producers, writers for the movie Unplanned. And they've got a great update for us. Boy, I'll tell you, they've been shaking hearts and minds now in Canada. Kerry and Chuck, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning. Very good. Yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Absolutely blessed. I am so excited for what you guys have been doing with this movie. You know, it's, again, I know it sounds a little trite, you know, for a time such as this, but, you know, when God sets something in motion and it happens according to his timeline, you know, gates open up, walls fall down, and, you know, miraculous things are occurring. And I believe that we've gotten to a point, certainly, you know, here in the United States where, you know, we've got over 60 million babies have been aborted. The consequence of Roe v. Wade is real. And forget about all the lies that have been told. I mean, you have really pulled back the shroud on this big lie that's been thrust upon not only the country, but the world, Kerry.
It's amazing what the Lord has done through the movie and the timing, like you said, for a time such as this. It's all I can say is that what we're seeing consistently is redemption. We're seeing hope and forgiveness, and it just comes off the screen. I was just on another interview, and they said, well, how are women responding? Are they seeking help afterwards? And I said, I'll be honest, it's like the movie is the cure for a lot of these women.
Right.
You know, we, in America, 60 million plus, 60 million plus, but around the world, it's you know, over a billion and a half.
Exactly.
1980.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's 25%, give or take, of the human population has been aborted. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have this worldwide phenomenon. Now every country on the face of the earth is crazed to have us come with the movie to their country. And the same excitement they have, also the governments in a lot of cases and the pro-choices in a lot of cases are putting up crazy fierce resistance. So this is a spiritual battle against darkness. It's unbelievable.
And Chuck, you know, as Kerry is saying, I mean, Even government officials are figuring this out. I mean, it's such a political hot potato, let's face it. It has been for a long time. We saw it clearly spelled out in the Kermit Gosnell movie, again in Unplanned and other abortion movies that have come along. Of course, later on this year we'll have Roe v. Wade, the movie Roe v. Wade, that'll be on the big screen as well. But it just seems to all come together. And what's amazing, what I'm finding out, and even when I saw the movie, as you say, the effect of women and how organic that has become, that, probably originally when you and Carrie sat down and said, hey, let's do, we're going to do this movie and we'll do the Abby Johnson movie and stuff. But did you suspect that it was going to have to be beyond the movie? I mean, you've got Bible study groups, you've got needed follow-up of women who are dealing with the reality that, wow, I bought into a lie. And, I share with people all the time when I speak with women, they'll say to me, Bill, my child would have been 7 or my child would have been 13. I mean, that is a lot of weight for any one person to carry with them until the day they die.
That's right. These people that carry such burden, we had a female psychologist tell us that, we know that there's this tremendous overuse of antidepressants here in the States, and that problem extends internationally. And this psychologist told us that 100% of her adult female clients who used antidepressants were post-abortive, that there was a straight one-to-one correspondence.
Wow.
That was horrifying. And so there's, the same thing that the observation that you had, and this is pretty much, this runs across pretty much, I think, everybody who's post-abortive who has a conscience. They're always analyzing how old the child would have been. Every Christmas season, mm-hmm. they're thinking, how old would they have been? What would have been the gift? And they can't avoid it because it's just, it's wired into our DNA. And
exactly.
Societally, they have not been allowed to discuss this. They've not been allowed to grieve mm-hmm. because the Planned Parenthood message is, there's nothing wrong with this. This is like a tooth removal. If you're having these issues, there's something wrong with you, not something wrong with what's been done to you.
Carrie, are you surprised that there's a growing number of men that are being affected likewise?
No, I think the story, especially when the story gets out there, you see Abby and her husband and that story and what they went through. I think this has become a societal issue in the sense it used to be, she had an abortion or he had his girlfriend get an abortion. It was kind of like one of those things that other people did. Mm-hmm. I think we're well aware now that abortion affects every family, even if that family doesn't have an abortion specifically, but somebody in their family
right.
has had an abortion or two or three. I mean,
grandparents are crying out, Carrie.
Yes, absolutely. And so you have this. It's kind of like a murder in a family.
Yes,
and the whole family grieves because basically that's exactly what it is. And so I think that men especially, have been responding in the sense like I did something wrong. I should have manned up, and I should have been a man.
I'll give a rather extreme example. There's an abortion mill. It's not a Planned Parenthood. It's actually worse. They make no pretense at any counseling or anything. It's not too far from where we work. Mm. We occasionally pray there. Well, once a year, there's this guy who shows up, and he looks like he could run the San Diego chapter of the Hells Angels. He's an older guy, but he pulls up on his hog. He gets off. He uses his leathers and everything else, and his arms, his biceps are the size of my thighs.
Right.
And he walks into that clinic and he's got a spray of balloons and a teddy bear or a little toy and a card.
Mm.
And he walks into that office and he puts those little gifts on a chair in the waiting room and he basically dares them to remove it before the day is over.
Right.
And what it is it's his memorial to the son that he never had 20 years ago. And this is all he can do. But this is what he does once a year. He commemorates it. And this is the kind of guy who does not look like somebody who's, crying over a glass of milk.
Right.
This is a deeply, profoundly sensitive subject.
But this is how this affects. We've even heard, too, from prison chaplains. These guys are really tough. They're in prison. And they're not really that sorry about the crimes and stuff. They know they did it. They know they're paying their debt and all that. But what tears them up inside is abortions that they couldn't prevent.
Wow. So
this is guys don't get off the hook here. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are suffering.
Well, at the core of all this, where we find ourselves, Carrie, in our culture today, we have disconnected from the truth. And there is that, I call it that grief to happiness ratio. We are in a spirit of grief on so many levels because we've denied the truth. And when you reconcile the truth with your reality and you find out you're lacking, it can be quite shocking.
I will tell you that the first thing that happened when we started on the film, the Lord spoke to us and said to us, I don't want you to propagandize this. I don't want you to be biased. I want you to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. Truth will set you free. And right. Watch what I do. And what we've seen in the movie is that this is a divine act of mercy. I honestly believe this is a divine act of mercy, because when you come before the Lord in any form or fashion, if a person says, I didn't know it was a baby, Planned Parenthood is so effective in their marketing, spent billions of dollars to convince people of that. You could, a lot of people do actually believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we have ultrasound machines and now that the movie is out and people, I believe this is the purpose of the movie, the Lord is showing people, no. This is what happened. Now you need to make a choice. Now you know the truth. What are you going to do with it?
Exactly.
Are you going to abort that baby? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to save that baby? And that is a profound thing, because the Lord is he's bringing forward truth through the Spirit in the movie. And I can just say, it's an amazing, you know, mm-hmm. We've seen it in Canada. We're seeing it in other countries that we're taking the movie to. The whole world is in upheaval. And I will tell you, this is the most important event of our lifetime, possibly politically ever, because as goes abortion, will go the world.
Without a doubt.
Abortion continues.
Right.
We're doomed.
Chuck, were you amazed at Abby Johnson's story? I mean, really, that's the pivot point. I mean, it's Abby's testimony, her reality, which is now people are being faced with all along. They may not be directors of a Planned Parenthood, but they are seeing the results of buying into this lie, and they go into that procedure room with Abby Johnson. And just as Carrie was saying, you're seeing this with a, through today's technology, and now you're seeing it on the screen. You were in New York not that long ago, and of course the billboard companies wouldn't allow you to use the big billboards, but you know, thank goodness, Jim Daly and Focus on the Family, they know all things are possible, so they continue to, set up a place there in Times Square to show, Abby Johnson's 8-month-old baby in her womb, and there it is, the sonogram up on the big screens, right?
Yeah, Abby's story was the perfect story, and we can't be accused of, they can still accuse, but with no grounds, that this being fictitious. All we did was show Abby's story. I mean, the Holy Spirit wrote that. Abby lived it. We just had to present it. You know, just a kind of an interesting footnote, too, with that whole billboard thing. We actually did get one billboard across from the Planned Parenthood billboard in Times Square. And a couple weeks after that rally that you're talking about, the Planned Parenthood billboard burst into flames. Which I never, ever heard of.
For no reason.
The firemen actually had to shut down the billboard. It was in flames, and they cut the power to it. I've never heard of that.
Right across the street was our billboard with Ashley Bratcher, unplanned.
Yes. Yep. Wow. What a great story. Guys, real quick, as we wrap things up, we got about 15 seconds left. I want to direct everybody to the website. They can donate because, we're taking the word all around the world, right?
Yes, and August 13th, the DVD comes out, so people can buy that and give it away to other people who need to see the movie.
It'll be available everywhere August 13th.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even
Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not.